Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another community. This one is Community Parenting Mental Health Support Call. I hope everyone is doing well, your family is healthy, you're staying safe, you're practicing social distancing, you're trying to keep up with all the laws that are continuously changing as far as how we get back to our new normal. And hopefully you're wearing a mask when you're outside, because it's not there to protect you necessarily, but to protect your neighbor, and your neighbor should be wearing a mask to protect you. It's been quite some week. First of all, I have transferred over to this new conference call service. Deputy Mayor Schwartz, how was the call-in process so far? Was it okay?
So far, so good. Thank you very much.
All right. I had to get rid of my freeconferencecall.com because they kept having busy signals for many of the people trying to call. And then last Sunday, when we had a very exciting and very, very well-attended interface support call, their system was down. So I unfortunately panicked, and we had to move to this new conference company. And so far, so good. We'll get used to it, but I'm glad everything's working out well. All right, let's get into it. We are really fortunate to have a partner here in Teaneck by the name of Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey. Jewish Family and Children's Services is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health, counseling, case management, senior services, Meals on Wheels delivery, 2 food pantries, career counseling, and much, much more. If you're not familiar with them, please, they're for all people of all backgrounds, call them, learn about them, 201-837-9090, jfcsnnj.org. They've been great partners of ours. Councilman Dunleavy, myself, Deputy Mayor Schwartz, have been putting on these mental health support calls for the last 13 weeks. And we really appreciate them joining us and being part of that. So without any further ado today, we're going to hear from Karen Kramer. She's going to talk about Do Less, Hug More, Parenting During COVID-19. But before, I'd like to first introduce my colleagues, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz, you first.
Ellie, thank you very much. Thank you for organizing this. After 13 weeks, it's crazy to hear that number, how long it's been. But we really feel we're at the end of it. And these calls and all the solidarity and mental health has helped everyone get through it. So without further ado, I look forward to hearing tonight's call.
Excellent. Councilman Jim Dunleavy.
Yes, thank you, Ellie. Good evening, Teaneck. I just have to say that I think probably the biggest heroes during this entire pandemic is probably the parents who have had to all of a sudden become their children's primary teachers. I'm sure it was an enormous undertaking. I know a lot of you have spoken on Facebook, especially with some wonderful sayings such as where do I take the kid to the principal's office, which I thought was pretty funny. But I can imagine the stress that it has put on families in order to make sure that their children are adequately educated during these times. So I'm very interested to hear what our speaker has to say, and hopefully it will help those that have had to endure this to get through it a little bit better and a little bit calmer. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Councilman Dunleavy. Now, we are honored to have Karen Kramer, licensed social worker for Jewish Family and Children's Services. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ellie, Mark, and Jim, for setting up these talks and for hosting me. My name is Karen Kramer, and I'm a clinician at JFCS right here in Teaneck, and I'm also a proud Teaneck resident. My topic tonight is Do Less, Hug More, Parenting During COVID-19. Obviously, we're experiencing an extremely challenging time. We fear for our physical safety and the safety of our families. We're living in a time of civil unrest. Many of us are struggling with the economic fallout of the virus, and all of us must get up every day and navigate a new world, one filled with uncertainty. For parents, the challenges are even greater because we somehow must continue to provide loving, consistent homes for our children. Overnight, we've become teachers and round-the-clock companions in addition to being parents. To say it's not easy is an understatement. So how can we navigate parenting in the time of COVID? Well, there are three main things we need to do. One, safeguard your own mental health. Two, put relationships first. And three, model emotion regulation for your children. So number one, safeguard your own mental health. This is the proverbial put on your own oxygen mask first. If we are unable to manage our own stress and anxiety, it's much harder to help our children manage theirs. To that end, we need to remember that this is not a normal time, and we must manage our expectations accordingly. As parents, you've experienced life with a newborn, and I think that there are similarities between COVID life and postpartum life. For example, our COVID lives may look nothing like our pre-COVID lives, just as our pre-child lives often look nothing like our lives as parents.
I know, I hung it up and fell down.
Because of the pandemic, we are shouldering enormous new demands. Most of us simply don't have the emotional bandwidth we had pre-COVID, and we need to lower the bar accordingly. Cereal for dinner with calm parents is better than a hot meal with stressed out, short-tempered parents. It's okay to take the easy way out. If the laundry doesn't get folded, don't sweat it. Enjoy the fact that you have clean clothes. Now is not the time for shoulds. Instead of judging yourself harshly, treat yourself with the same kindness you would give a friend in your predicament. Try to put this experience into context for yourself. Remember a time when your life felt foreign and out of control. How did you feel? How did you cope? How did you survive? Was that the time you decided to clean your closets or bake picture-perfect bread from homemade sourdough starter? Probably not. This is like that time. Do less, hug more. Now, we're all very conscious of minimizing our exposure to physical risk, but we often forget about the emotional risks we're exposing ourselves to. Just as we wear masks and gloves to protect our bodies, we also need emotional PPE. A news and social media audit can be helpful. Are the words and images you're exposing yourself to helpful or harmful? How do they make you feel? Do they increase positive or negative input in your life? Try to balance your need for information and civic engagement with your need for mental well-being and emotional resilience. Two, put relationships first. As parents, we often have to be the bad guys. We have to make sure our kids do their homework and brush their teeth even when they don't want to. Well, this pandemic gives us an opportunity to be the good guys, to say yes when we might ordinarily say no. Just as you may relax the rules when your child is sick, you may choose to relax the rules now. Good relationships are the foundation of mental health for both you and your children. When we put relationships first, the rest tends to fall into place. This is where COVID can be a wonderful opportunity to rebalance and realign our priorities. In fact, some of the children I work with are flourishing. Children who weren't happy at school, children who just needed to spend more time with their parents, are thriving during the pandemic. Some families I work with are finding a silver lining. Parents are relieved to be freed from the grind of commuting, taking kids to extracurriculars, and always feeling rushed. They are free to enjoy each other's company. ask yourself, how do I want my children to remember this time? And then let your actions flow from your answer. What will you miss when this is over? What will your children miss? What will they remember? Always remember that your relationship with your children is more important than school. It is the foundation of everything in their lives. For many families, the pandemic has given parents and children the time to work on any cracks in their foundations. Also, remember that regression in stressful times is normal. If your child no longer sleeps through the night or wets the bed, if your third grader is acting like a four-year-old, if your previously independent high schooler now needs to know where you are at all times, you are not alone. Regression can be difficult, frustrating, maddening, but it is to be expected given the state of the world right now. And three, model emotion regulation for your children. Feel your feelings and manage them effectively. We parents have a great opportunity to show children how to cope with grief and fear and anxiety. It's okay if your children see you cry. You are your child's best emotional teacher. Your children watch you and learn from you. You can be their guide. Helping your child learn how to manage strong feelings is more important than any math lesson you may teach them. Imagine that you are helping your child climb a mountain that is new to them, but that you've climbed many times before. Put their emotions into context for them. Listen to them and validate their feelings without judging them. More than children need you to fix their upset, they need you to hear, understand, and reflect their upset without judgment. Feelings are not wrong or right. Feelings simply are. Once you validate your children's feelings, then you can teach them how to handle them. Validating a child's feelings can be as simple as saying, I see that you're angry or sad or whatever they may be feeling. Because while there are no right or wrong feelings, there are right and wrong behaviors. If you yell, you model yelling. If you say, I'm feeling really angry now, and I need some time to myself to cool down, your children will learn to do that too. Time with loving parents is a child's best defense against stressors. Until there is a COVID vaccine, you are your child's greatest source of emotional immunity and resilience in stressful times. This lesson was made clear in a couple of studies done in England after World War II. Researchers found that children who stayed with their parents in London during the Blitz fared better than those who were evacuated to safety in the countryside without their parents. Dealing with nightly bombings and air raids was much less traumatic to children than being separated from their parents. So, we parents are our children's best defense against any adversity. However, months of 24/7 contact with our children during a period of pervasive uncertainty and unrest, not to mention the financial pressures, can take a great toll on us. If we are going to be able to cushion our children against the extreme pressures we're all feeling, we must take care of ourselves. This is where JFCS comes in. If you need help helping your children, your families, or yourselves, please reach out to JFCS. We can support you so you can support your children during these difficult times. Our phone number is 201-837-9090. Let me leave you with this thought. The pre-COVID world is gone. But as we move forward, we have an opportunity to build a new world for our families, to remove what is no longer necessary, and to make space for what really matters, spending time with the people we love in a safe and nurturing environment. From all of us at JFCS, be well. We are here for you. Thank you.
Karen, thank you very much. That was excellent. We really appreciate it and certainly very needed at this time. I just once again want to thank my colleagues, Councilmember Don Levy and Deputy Mayor Schwartz, and certainly give a big thank you to our friends at Jewish Families and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, located here on Teaneck Road, 201-837-9090. We have lots of great people there. We have our friend Michelle, and certainly under the leadership of one of the best CEOs, Susan. And now, Karen, thank you for joining our calls. We really appreciate it, and we hope to continue these mental health support calls. We've been getting a lot of great feedback, and I want to wish everybody a relaxing weekend, a safe weekend, and a healthy weekend. And have an easy night, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.